If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Recorded from locations that are not 30 Rockefeller Plaza, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth chats with Issa Rae of the new movie The Lovebirds. But first, the late night staff share some impressions no one asked for.
Since most of us are still under quarantine and we're pretty bored and cooped up at home, I thought it might be fun to share some of my writer's celebrity impressions. Heads up, they're a little obscure, and I'd argue they're impressions that no one would ever ask for. But here they are, impressions nobody asked for. First up, our writer Mike Scollins doing Cousin Greg from Succession.
Hey, I'm sorry to bother everyone, but I just caught on fire. I probably have a few more minutes till it's a problem. Or maybe this is a trick, and I'm really smart.
Wow, that is a great Greg. I actually have a pretty good Kendall from Succession. Here we go. Dad? I mean. Next, we have Jenny Hagel doing Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, I didn't ask for it. You didn't want it, but you got it. Hey, Ian, how about a little crash test dummies for the kids?
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't go to school.
Yeah, there was a singer who sounded like that and actually put out a couple of damn fine albums.
I've all my wisdom teeth.
I'm coming for you, Ian. Hey, you guys, Friday Night Lights, I think we can all agree, fantastic show. So many characters you'd love to see an impression of. Coach Taylor, Tammy, Tim Riggins. The one that's never been requested, not once, Matt Saracen.
I love my grandma. My dad's in Iraq. And I work at Alamo Freeze with Smash. But my true loves are Wayne State and Julie. After quarantine, Julie and I are going to go to a movie theater and see Aragorn. It's about a boy, his dragon, and the evil king Galbatorix.
I mean, I guess. How about Susie from Curb?
What, are you kidding me? You don't know. La, I'm talking to you.
Did I hear someone say more Silence of the Lambs? I didn't. Well, too late.
I graduated from UVA, doctor. It is not a charm school.
How about Grover, followed by a little Elmo?
This is your cute furry pal, Grover! Elmo, push Grover aside! Make it irrelevant!
He has kids. And now, the impression you've been dying for. Edgar from Men in Black.
Put my hands on my hat.
And the second impression you've been dying for. Tina Turner from What's Love Got to Do with It?
I got a room full of people. People who come to see me. You hear me, Ike? people who come to see me. So what do you want to do? I don't know. Shoot me?
You know, genuinely good. Oh, and I mean, you know, if we're here, I guess I can do Mike from Breaking Bad. And its companion, Mike from Better Call Saul. And finally, a closer. I promise it's worth it. Ken Kratz from Making a Murderer.
Teresa Halbach.
Those are impressions nobody asked for. We'll be right back with more Late Night.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Our guest is an Emmy-nominated actress and writer you know from her hit HBO series Insecure. She both executive produced and stars in The Lovebirds. Here's my conversation with Issa Rae.
Welcome back to the show, Issa. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Do you have a quarantine schedule? Do you have a way through the day?
That's the only way that I'm surviving. I'm such a routine person in general, so this has been like heaven and hell simultaneously. So as long as I keep that routine, I'm all right.
Like a lot of people, I've been listening to a fair amount of podcasts through this, and I heard you on a podcast called The Rewatchables with Bill Simmons, where you were talking about Groundhog Day as one of your favorite movies. Do you feel as though you're living through that now?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, that's one of the greatest movies of all time. One of my favorite movies. And it was such a treat to talk about that. But it is like you're waking up with the same alarm every single day, going to the same parts of your house. The only sad part is that there are consequences for my actions.
Yeah, of course. Have you always been a big Bill Murray fan?
I have. I mean, I grew up on Ghostbusters. Yeah, he's just always been a staple. Seeing him on Saturday Night Live, obviously, he's a treat.
He is a treat. Another treat is Kumail Nanjiani, and you guys did this film together. It was supposed to premiere at South by Southwest. Of course, that was one of the many things that was canceled. Now it's going to premiere on Netflix. Can you tell us a little bit about the movie?
Yeah, the movie is about a couple that is kind of reached a stagnant point in their relationship and are going out on, you know, a night out. They're going on a night out and they are framed for murder. Like, those things happen.
It's good though. Sometimes a couple needs to be framed for murder to appreciate one another.
Just to spice things up. Like, you know, things get boring and I want to know what you're like when our lives are on the line.
There is there's a horse in the film. This was not a real horse throughout the course of the film. There was some fake horsing happening.
There was some fake horsery for our safety, for Kumail's safety. Yeah. You know, you see it in the trailer, gets kicked by a horse. And I made sure when the real horse was there that I kept distance from it.
I'm like you 100%. I never feel comfortable around horses. I don't, not even, have you ridden on the horse? Is that something that seems relaxing to you at all?
Not relaxing, no. I've like done the side horse thing, but even that, someone was holding my hand and guiding me, but no. Have you ridden a horse?
I have ridden a horse and I hated every second of it. And it's not, I mean, like I just don't like that another brain is in charge of my speed.
Exactly, and that you're just supposed to give your faith to this. It's an animal, and it's not even like, you know, there's no reasoning with it, so it can do whatever it feels like. So it's horrifying.
A lot of attention, for my money, correctly so, has been paid to the transformation of Kumail, who has for long time been one of the funniest people working, and then he got cast in a Marvel project, and has the most super ripped body of all time. I'm wondering if on set for this film, which was before that, he shot his Marvel project, was Kumail very, I imagine, conscious of what he was eating?
He was conscious. He had just started the journey. And to me, that's heaven, because I'm a fad diet, crash diet person. So I'm always doing something. So to meet a guy who is just as food conscious as I was, that doesn't mean I do well. I just like to try different things.
Sure. And it's nice, like, to have a partner through
that
journey.
It's nice to have an accountability partner. But he really just took it to another level. And I'm extremely jealous of him.
I also want to congratulate you. You got picked up for another season of Insecure, and you posted a photo. You are writing in a Zoom room. How's that going?
It's you know, watching 15 squares on the screen. And you know this from being like in a room where you're used to cracking jokes and things like that. It's so hard to get that chemistry right, but we're managing and maintaining.
Also, it's not out of a place of laziness, but I think sometimes when you're writing collectively, there is a lot of time that is sort of wasted, but in a way that gets the juices flowing. And I do not feel that juices flow particularly well through the Zoom boxes.
No, it's so much more efficient in the worst way. It's like, you know, we have these hours and we just get down to business. I think there are rare lapses of like laugh fits, but we are getting way more done. So HBO is getting a bang for their buck, but it's
less enjoyable. I want to talk about the season four. You messed around with the narrative structure in a way that was really cool, in that there was you played around with time a great deal. The first half of the season was sort of building forward almost with a month jump each episode. What made you want to approach the season that way? Had you become bored with the way you were doing it before, or does it just appear to you as an idea?
A little bit of both. It's always fun to just like change up your storytelling. And we knew going in that we wanted to start with this very controversial kind of salacious statement from the character I play about not messing with her best friend anymore. And so we wanted to show the build to that because we knew that we were building a communication breakdown in a friendship. And sometimes it's just the little things, those little moments that lead to the deterioration of a friendship. And that really interested us.
When you come up with an idea like that, is the writing staff enthusiastic from the beginning?
That's such a good question. They are cautiously optimistic of just like, oh, this might be great. I'm so sorry. Are y'all good with this?
That's great. I love it. Is that that is an actual doorbell you've okayed. You have that all the time.
It came with the house. I haven't gotten a chance to change it, but now I'm going to. I have it.
I mean, the good news is it could have been way more embarrassing if it was, I mean, if it was like your theme song or something. This is way, at least we believe that it came with the house.
Oh, man, I'm fully changing it after this. Thank you. For that. I forgot the question.
That's all right. Well, I do want to ask, because, you know, you talked about how you and Molly have a falling out in the show, and, you know, that is sort of the strongest friendship on the show, and you must get feedback in real time from what is a very enthusiastic fan base. How have people been reacting to that?
People have been very, very one-sided in terms of who they're blaming. I've seen a lot of like arguments online, and you know, we've been off the air for like a year and a half, and it has been kind of ghost in a way. And so I forgot how much people interact with the show. So it's such a great thing and an exciting thing that they've latched onto these characters and these sides, but it's also fully insane.
Well, it must be great to have fans who care that much about the show, and it must be wonderful to have them back in your ear with their thoughts.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I will say that you know you don't get a lot of shows don't get that opportunity, and it's great to have people so invested in the story that we're telling.
That's awesome. Hey, congrats on having another season coming. Congrats on the film, and thanks so much for making time for us, Issa.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
Hopefully, I'll see you in person next time.
Okay, no doorbells.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.